Glory to God. Somebody just lift up your hands and let's worship Jesus. Let's magnify Jesus. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. What a privilege that he has brought us here today. He has put us on our feet. Let's give him praise. Let's give him thanks. Thank him for this day. Thank him. Magnify him. Magnify the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. Thank you, gracious Father. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want us to pray that the teachings, especially that of tonight, will make a tremendous impact in your life. Listen to me before you start praying. It is always according to your faith when it comes to God. If you take it lightly, that is what you will get. But tonight, I know that your spirit will be expectant to receive from the Lord. Therefore, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Father, open my eyes today. As the service is going on, let my ears be open. Let my eyes be open to your word. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. That your ears will be open. Your ears will be open. The Bible says, let him that has an ear hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Say to God, I have an ear, Lord, I need to hear what you are saying. He said, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Almighty Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for shedding light upon your word.
Thank you, Father.
We give you thanks. We give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
We receive grace not to be distracted.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Please be seated with a big clap offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. I welcome you to your year of awesome deeds in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Will you say with me, 2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Will you say it one more time?
2021 is my year for awesome deeds.
Glory to God. And I also want to welcome you to this month, which is our month of doing the impossible. And I'm believing God with you. I put my faith online with you, and I will not withdraw my faith until you do that which is impossible.
Amen.
Until doing the impossible becomes a second nature to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Because the Bible says to us, he says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Can I hear somebody say, I believe?
I believe.
I believe.
Please say it with confidence one more time. I believe.
I believe.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Every Wednesday, we shall be looking at building your faith. How to build your faith. We have noted that faith is so important. We said that on Sunday. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we also noticed that without faith, you cannot possess your inheritance. You know, so many people have gone to heaven, they didn't even scratch the blessing that God has for them. Now look at what the Bible says where we prayed with this evening. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Now, you love God. I love God. But how do we get those things that eyes have not seen? That means God is about to do new things in your life. If eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard it, it has not... That means God wants to do something new. Something that will make people's ear to tingle.
Amen.
But I tell you the truth. You require faith. I require faith. We require faith to get into the promised land. To get into our possession, we require faith. So we see Caleb and Joshua here exercising faith, and they got into the promised land. You will get there in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Please, let me repeat it again. It takes faith for you to secure the promises of God. A lot of people have read, for instance, that God took your infirmity. God took your sickness. God took your poverty. The Bible says Jesus Christ himself became poor so that you and I, through the poverty of Jesus, can become rich. But yet, so many Christians are still struggling. Why? It takes faith. Come on, somebody say faith.
Faith.
That's why we must build our faith. Because if you read the scripture, you will see the promises of God there. That Jesus Christ died. He took your sickness. He took, and he has not returned it back. He has not returned what he took. He has not returned. And then the devil is putting it on you. You must say, "You look by faith." It takes faith to say, "I bind you, Satan." And that is it. So I want to thank God and trust God that as we begin to look into this, how to build your faith, truly, you will rise up and begin to build your faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Without faith, you cannot do the impossible. Without faith, you can't do the impossible. No man can do the impossible, because it takes faith to please God. It is faith that pleases God. That's why you see Jesus was able to do all manner of miracles. Why? He pleased God 24. He knew how to please God. He said, "I always do that which pleases the Father." Glory to God. And we are told in the book of Hebrews, Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. "Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him. But the just shall live by his faith." The just shall live by his faith. And this phrase was repeated three other places in the scripture. And like I said on Sunday, just like a breath, like your breath, your faith is non-transferable. I can help your faith, but it is your faith that will save you. Romans chapter 1 verse 17 said the same thing. Galatians chapter 3 verse 11 said the same thing. And Hebrews chapter 10 verse 38 said the same thing. The just shall live by faith. Whatever you become in life, whatever you are, it is your faith. If your faith is strong, you will get there. If you use your faith, not that your faith is strong. If you use your faith, it will get strong. It's just like the muscle of a man. If you don't use that muscle, it won't be strong. But the more you use the muscle, the more it gets strong. The more you exercise, the more the muscle gets strong. It's the same thing with faith. The more you exercise your faith, the stronger it gets. Now, let me say at this junction here that faith is in degrees. Faith is in levels, or I'll say that. Faith is in levels. If you read the Bible, there are various kinds of faith. Romans chapter 12 verse 3. Every one of us is given a measure of faith. The Bible says that. The Bible says, as God has dealt to everyone a measure of faith. You have faith if you are born again. You have faith. That is the truth. Everyone has been given a measure of faith. Everybody, don't ever say you don't have faith. You have faith. But the question is, or not the question now, the truth is this, The faith that you have, you are using it, so probably you have exhausted the faith that God gave you. So you see some people, they come to a level where they have a no faith. A no faith. If you read the book of Mark chapter 4 verse 40, he says that, he said, why is it that you have no faith? That means that is the level of a no faith. Then in Matthew chapter 8 verse 26, please, he says, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Did you see that? So there's a level of no faith. There's a level of little faith. And of course, there's a level of great faith. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Jesus said to the Syrophoenician woman, he said, O woman, great is your faith. That is a great faith. Great is your faith. Great is your faith. May God say that about you.
Amen.
May God say that about you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Ah, I thank God that as we are building our faith this month, your faith will take on a new dimension.
Hallelujah.
You know, when you begin to build your faith, you will be amazed the kind of things you will do. You will be amazed. You won't be surprised because, like I said, faith is not a trial by error procedure. No, it's not trial and error. No, not at all. Faith is precise. Faith knows what it wants. It goes for it. Look, faith doesn't, it doesn't play gamble. Will we get it? Will we not get it? If we do this, that's not faith. Because God has said in his word, if you do this, I will do this. So faith takes God by his word. Faith takes God by his word. So if I do what God says I should do, of course you have to be sure that everything is under control. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Because take for instance now, it talks about giving. If I give, I expect to get. If I don't receive, then something is wrong. Either something is wrong with me or something is wrong with God. And you and I know that nothing can be wrong with God. So I need to check my hand. What is it that I'm doing that I'm not doing right? What is it that I'm doing that I'm not doing right? Is it that I'm not giving cheerfully? Is it that I'm giving as a burden? You remember, he said that we should serve him, not... He said, these people say it's a burden to serve the Lord. So that means, and he said, I've said to you, don't say it is a burden. And yet you keep saying it's a burden. Are you giving as a burden? Are you entering into your prayer closet as a burden? Because if you do, you won't get the result. So faith is not a trial and error procedure. Bible faith is precise. It targets the object and it goes for it. Like that woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says, she said within herself, if I touch the hem of his garment, because you know, the Bible says she heard of Jesus, and we know very well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. She had heard healing. She has heard testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies, and she got up from where she was, weak as she was. She strengthened herself with her last strength. Say, I must touch this hem of this man's garment. And when he touched the hem of the garment, our faith made our whole. So please, I want you to understand that faith is not a trial by error procedure. It is not, let us try it. No. We are sure of it. Because God abides faithful. God is faithful. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, we just said we have little faith. There's a level of no faith. There's a level of little faith according to the scripture. And there's a great faith. And there's exceeding great faith. Exceeding great faith. That's why I don't know how you have used your faith, because what you have, you know, you have money in the bank account. You keep using the money. It keeps going down. If you don't deposit more money, it keeps going down. So we need to make deposits. Deposits is what built our faith up, and by exercising that faith, it keeps growing. So we are going to be looking on how to build our faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. But before we go on, let me remind us that, you know, little faith cannot stand the storm of life. It cannot stand the storm of life. Because when that storm was blowing on the sea, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When that storm was blowing on the sea, the disciples' faith was little. Are you understanding that? The disciples' faith was little. So he had to say, I hope you are hearing me there. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you hearing me? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure you can hear me now.
Yes.
Joshua, whatever you touch that has affected you again. Honey, I saw the... Okay. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sorry for that transmission, that breaking transmission. I was just trying to say to you that, you know, little faith cannot stand the storm of life. That's why we must build our faith. And you are the one that determines the pace of the growth of your faith. You determine the pace of the growth of your faith. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know something? As far as this kingdom is concerned, it is according to your faith. Be it unto you according to your faith, Jesus will always say. Amen. If you are going to receive something in this kingdom, take for instance, I really want you to get blessed. You have been giving faithfully, paying your tithe and giving offerings. You need to reap it. Even to receive, you require faith. That's why the Bible says, if you observe the cloud, if you observe the cloud, he said you will not sow. And if you observe the wind, you will not reap. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Let me say here that faith grows primarily by the word of God. Faith grows primarily by the word of God with prayer added to it. Faith grows. You build up your faith by the word of God primarily and with your prayer lifestyle. Very, very important. The kind of prayer you pray in that instant is, Lord, show me the way. That's the kind of prayer. Lord, what is it that I'm missing? Because the Bible says, that which I know not, show thou me. That's the kind of prayer. That which I do not know. Lord, there's something I've not known. Open my eyes to it. So you could see Psalm 119, please, verse 12. He said, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things from your word. Open my eyes. When your eyes is open, you begin to see truth. You begin to see revelation. Please, look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17. He says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the principal way faith comes. There's no joke. You cannot. Whether you have stayed in church for 10 years or you have stayed in church since you were born, it does not matter. If you are not a student of the word, That's why I keep saying to you, when I'm teaching like this, you should write. Because there are some things you will write that will become the victory, becomes the thing that you need for that challenge you are passing through. He said, faith comes by hearing, Romans chapter 10, verse 7. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing and understanding the word of God. Hearing and understanding the word of God. You know, the Ethiopian eunuch, he said to, Philip said to him, do you understand what you are reading? He said, how can I accept somebody? Explain to me. How can I? Acts chapter 8 verse 30. How can I accept someone? So you see, an understanding is not just you reading the word now. There must be an understanding of what you are reading. That's what brings faith. Because once understanding comes, you don't doubt God anymore. You are convinced. You are absolutely sure of God's word. So, faith is a product of the word of God. Or I will say, a product of your understanding of the word of God. I think that's better. Faith is a product of your understanding of the word of God. Or your right understanding, because some people can understand it wrongly. Your right understanding of the word of God. It is very, very important that you understand the word of God. Understand the word of God. Because understanding will cause your faith to bloom. Understanding will make your faith bloom. If you don't have understanding, it is very, very difficult. And understanding comes to us as we take time to meditate. As we take time to meditate in the word of God, understanding comes to us. Spend time with God. Get to a quiet place. Take materials that are necessary and begin to look at it. Sometimes it's not just your Bible you need, because God has given some men and women understanding that they have documented their explanation of certain verses. When you read it, understanding comes to you and you understand the Bible better. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you understand the mystery behind God's instruction, it becomes very easy to obey God. When you understand the mystery behind God's instruction, it becomes very easy for you to obey God. I'm telling you the truth. I understand what it means to have fellowship with the brethren. So it's always a joy to me to go to church. I look forward to it. Because I've understood from my early Christian life that they go from strength to strength as they appear in Zion. They go from strength to strength. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When you understand his instructions, the mystery behind it, when you have a good understanding of it, it becomes easy to obey God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
If you are going to do the impossible, then you must decide to go out of the ordinary. You can't afford to be the ordinary. You can't afford that. To live an ordinary life, you can't afford it. And when I'm talking of an ordinary life now, I mean a life that is just casual, where you open your Bible only on Sunday. No, that's not you. Or when you open your Bible because you are feeling guilty that you have not read your Bible. No, that's an ordinary Christian. feeling guilty that you have not read your Bible. That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about deliberately searching where the word of God has become. You see, the Bible says the just, he lives by his faith. That means without his faith, he cannot live. He's doomed for trouble. Without his faith, he cannot live. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, in practical terms, how do we build our faith? Number one, be certain you are born again. You have to be certain that you are born again. And you must continue to be born again. Amen. Glory to God. If you are not sure that you are born again, then be sure. Make sure that you are born again. You know, when I was in Ibadan as a pastor, I was pastoring there in that city. The great man of God, Pastor Enoch Adeboye, he came to University of Ibadan for a crusade as his monthly program. And a professor was giving his testimony. The man got born again some 20 years ago, so he was giving his testimony. He said the first time he heard the man speaking, the man said, if you are not sure, make sure that you are born again. If you are not sure, so be born again today. And the professor said that he wasn't sure if he was born again. So he said, Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. He made sure he was sure. And from that day on, he was constant. He was sure of his salvation. Why am I saying this? Mark chapter 4, verse 11. The Bible says, and he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. To you who is born again, to you who is considered an insider by God, it is given unto you to know the secrets of the kingdom of God. It is given unto you to know this truth. But to those who are outside, that is to those who are outside of the kingdom, they are not born again. He says all things come in parables. Did you see that? That's why you must be sure that you are born again. And then John chapter 10 verse 4, the Bible says in John chapter 10 verse 4 very clearly, and when he brings out his own sheep, he said, we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his flocks. His own sheep, those who are born again, are considered the sheep of God. He goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They know his voice. You see, when the voice of God comes to you from this book, your faith is energized and multiplied 1,000 times. By virtue of the voice of God, your faith is multiplied 1,000 times. I tell you the truth. You walk. That's what was happening to David. If not, tell me the truth. How can a small boy, 17-year-old boy, go to look at that giant and say, I will bring down the giant's head? He was a man that spent so much time on the word of God, and he knew very well that everywhere he goes, God is for him. He knew very well that he is a child of the Most High God. He knew it. So it is very, very important that you be born again and remain so. Not living and coming. You are constant with God. Is somebody with me? Number two, be spiritual and remain so. Be spiritual. You can't be carnal and expect your faith to grow. You can't be carnal and expect your faith to grow. No, it doesn't grow like that. You have to be spiritual. You can't afford to be natural. You can't afford to remain in a natural state because you are not natural. The Bible says you are a spirit. The Bible says God created you in the likeness of his image. God created you after his image, after his likeness. Now, Jesus tells us very clearly that God is a spirit. So, God created a spirit. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a house. But most of the time, believers think that the house that they live in is them. For instance, you are living in a house right now. That house you are living in now, is that you? No, you are the one living in the house. The same way, your spirit is living in this human vessel called body. This body is not you. Your spirit is the real you. It is the you. And you need to understand it. So you cannot afford to be natural. You can't afford it. If you are going to be natural, it will not build your faith. Why? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Did you see that? The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. So when the word of God is saying to him, himself took your infirmity, he says, but I still have the pain. He's natural. He cannot consider the things of God. He cannot receive the things of God. The Bible says, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And let me tell you the truth. If you remain natural, very shortly you will become carnal. If you remain natural as a child of God, very soon that person will become carnal. And carnality disqualifies and destroys your faith. Carnality destroys your faith. Carnality will stampede your faith. You just have to be spiritual. In your activities, in your thinking, in your doings, you have to be spiritual. You can't afford to be natural. No, the natural man cannot receive anything from God. He cannot. So, there's no way your faith can become robust. There's no way you can build your faith. If you read the book of Isaiah, for instance, I think that's chapter 33 now. He says, let them not say they are sick. Verse 24, I believe. But a natural man cannot receive that. He said, but it will look as if I'm lying. If I say it will look, somebody actually, he said, but is that not telling a lie? No, you are not telling a lie when you say what God said you should say. Because the truth is, he took your infirmity and he has not returned it back. It is the devil from the hell that is trying to put something on you that is not supposed to be on you. And that's why you must rise up to fight the devil off your mind, off your thinking. And yet again, he comes by renewing your mind with the word of God. It comes by renewing your mind. Listen to me, please. Carnality will destroy your faith. It will destroy your spirit. It will imprison your spirit. It's so important that you refuse every form of carnality. And it does not start with carnality. No. It starts by being natural. For instance, you say, what is wrong in drinking? I don't drink, but there's nothing wrong in it. There's nothing wrong. You can just drink a little. There's nothing wrong in it. Now, it's being natural. And very shortly, from being natural, if he remains so, he will begin to drink. If he doesn't see anything wrong about sin, Oh, you know, they are just, once in a while they can do that, but if he keeps thinking in that dimension, eventually it will happen to him. Carnality will destroy your faith. That's why you must get rid of all carnality in your mind. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Number three ways to build your faith. Desire revelations from the Word. Desire revelations from the Word. Your faith actually grows by revelation. Your faith actually grows by revelation. When you truly see what God is saying, you will not have any doubt. That is revelation. Suddenly your eyes were open. Your eyes were open. When you come to a place where you know the truth in the word that says, give and it shall be given unto you. You are no more seeing you are no more reading the letter. You are seeing beyond the letter. You are seeing the truth of God's word. You have seen the fact that God cannot lie. Oh, your faith will be relaxed. You will not be bothered. I'm telling you the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. The Bible says here very clearly, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed. Did you see that? As you stay with the word of God, you are being transformed. Another translation says you are translated. But you see, you must stay with the word. You look at the mirror. I was speaking to someone yesterday and I asked her, I said, is there a day in your life you don't look at mirror? Now, for the ladies listening to me now, there is no day in your life that you don't look at a mirror. There is no lady for us men, there are days we don't look at mirror. I mean, what are we doing with it? Glory to God. But you see, for a woman, she looks at a mirror every day. And that's what the Bible says here. The mirror here is the word of God. When you see something that is not right, you take care of it. That's what the women they do. When they see something here that is not supposed to be here, they take care of it. If they need to put pancake here, they put... Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, makeup. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. You come before the word of God. And the Bible says we are transformed into the same image from glory to glory. From glory to glory. Just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So please, take time. Take time to find out from God's word. What is God saying? Lord, something must be wrong. And I know it is not with you. Because you are perfect. You are perfect in all your ways. Is it me that something is wrong with? And sometimes it is not you something is wrong with. Sometimes it is the enemy that is resisting your blessing. And then the Holy Spirit opens your eyes and you bind the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And there you go, the blessing comes forth. It's very important to build your faith. Some people have faith for prosperity. Some have faith for healing. Listen to me. You have to build your faith in the area of interest. What is it you are looking for? What is it you are believing God for? Search the scripture. Listen to me. Faith comes by the word of God. No farmer can expect to have an harvest when he has not planted seed. No farmer can do that. Even if he called all the prayer warriors on the earth. It is the principle of God that seed proceeds to harvest. So the word of God is the seed. Luke chapter 8, verse 11, I believe. The word of God is the seed. The seed has to be planted. So you must desire this revelation, and as a result of this desire, it drives you to the Word of God. You can't afford to be a lazy Christian and prosper. No, you have to go to the Word of God. It's very, very important. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
Please, understand this. Seek light from God's Word and darkness will flee from you. When your light comes, darkness checks out automatically. That Word of God, take it until the light bursts out from it. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Hold it. There are times I meditate on a verse or verses for so long a time, I will just stay there. Sometimes 3 months, I'm still on a particular chapter or some verses. Three months. Why? I'm trying to get the light to burst out into me. Because once the light comes, darkness checks out automatically. I tell you the truth. I'll never forget one time in Monrovia, Liberia. I was studying the book of Psalm 112 specifically, from this translation now that they are no longer publishing, the Living Translation. Yes, the Living Bible. The Living Bible, not the Living Translation, the Living Bible. And I came to the verse that says, he settled in his mind that Jehovah will take care of him. Ah! And I was having a problem that time with my skin. Because of the war in the land, the waters were contaminated and things like that. And my skin was sensitive. So there was this rash that came on me, and any part that is folding in me, it was having and if I scratch it, if it bursts, it go to the other world. Fortunately, I came to Nigeria. I went to the hospital hospital. A lot of things were not working in the country as at that time. And I was given medication, but I still have to use the same water. So I discovered the thing was still there with me. Even though it reduced, but it was just there, troubling me. But then, that day, I remember very well, I was studying the book. And as I was studying the book, the fire of God came into me. I embraced that word. He settled in his mind that Jehovah would take care of him. I said, I'm settled. I'm settled. I took all the medications. I dumped them in the trash can. In fact, the pastor staying with me, he said, Pastor, what are these things doing here? I said, throw them away. I'm not asking you to throw away your medications, especially when you have not had the revelation I had. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? You can't afford to throw it away when you have not had the revelation I had. As that thing came, and before I knew it, my skin dried up. I was still using the same water. And I was okay. Revelation is so important. Faith is work. You need to work it. Faith is work. Faith is work. Let me say this to you. Your spirit feeds on revelation. It is revelation that makes your spirit to grow. Anything that grows feeds. It must eat. Anything that grows must be fed. If you don't feed it, it will either starve or remain weak. You need to feed your spirit. Ask yourself, what time do you spend feeding your spirit and the time you spend doing other things? Everything living must be fed to stay alive. Everything must be fed to stay alive. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Our time is running so fast. Number 4. Deliberately and continuously. Yes, he's off again, but it has come back now. Glory to God. I don't know what is happening today. But, oh, you can't hear us. Okay, I'm sure you can be hearing now.
Yes.
Okay, praise God. Number four, I was just saying that deliberately and continuously involve the Holy Spirit in your life. Deliberately and consciously involve the Holy Spirit in your life. It must be deliberate and it must be continuous. Why? The Bible, Jesus calls him your helper. He will help you to build your faith. He will help you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Look at that. John chapter 14 verse 26. But the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. He will teach you all things. Remember, understanding is what actually brings faith. Understanding of the word of God. And the Bible says he will teach you. He will show you truly that himself took your infirmity and he bore your sicknesses. He will show you truly that he became poor. Jesus became poor so that you, through his poverty, might be rich. He will show you truly, he will teach you that you don't need to be afraid of death because Jesus conquered death. He will teach you the nitty-gritties of life. It is all there. You know, sometimes you hear Christians, you hear believers say words like this. You will hear believers say words like this, that, you know, you never know what God will do. That Christianity, God is a mystery. You never know what he will do. That's not true. That's not what the Bible says. We know what God will do. In fact, God himself tells us what he will do. He's here in this book. He tells us what he will do. Don't believe all those people that say, you know, we never know what God will do. I mean, that's not true. The truth is, we can be amazed with what he will do, but not surprised, because he told us from beginning what he will do. He told us. He told us. He said, if you seek me, if you serve me, I will bless you. He told us what he will do. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. He told us what he will do. He said, if you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all these commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on. We know what he will do. And now look at it. Look at that. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13. The Bible says, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. The Holy Spirit comes to teach you, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, if you now look at verse 10 of that same chapter, he said the Holy Spirit will reveal these things to you. The Holy Spirit will reveal it. Verse 10 of that same chapter. Are you seeing that? That's why you need to involve the Holy Spirit in your life. Holy Spirit, please help me to understand this passage. Holy Spirit, Jesus said you are my helper, my comforter, my strengthener, my advocate, my standby. Now I need your help. Please come, Holy Spirit. And of course, you know, he will not manifest himself to you when you are living in carnality as a child of God. If you are an unbeliever, that's fine. But repentance is there so that he will come to you once you repent. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Please. The Holy Spirit will not come except by invitation. He won't come except by invitation. I'm telling you how to build your faith. How to build your faith. And finally, because our time is almost gone, I will take extra 5 minutes today. Finally, engage your spirit man in a search in the areas of your concern. Engage your spirit man. Remember what I said, the real you is a spirit. The real you is a spirit. Engage your spirit man in a search. Look at that. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. The Bible says, with my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, By my spirit within me, I will seek you early. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Did you see that? I will seek you with my soul. I will seek you with my spirit. And then, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, he said, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Until your heart is involved, you won't get God. And when you don't get God, your faith cannot be built. That's why you must be honest. Let your spirit be pure. Let anger get away from you. Excessive anger, don't let it be. You see, these things are poisonous to your spirit. Jealousy, gossips, bitterness, unforgiveness, they are poison to your spirit. It does not give your spirit room and the capacity to rise. It does not give your spirit the capacity to influence your mind. Listen to me. God speaks to your spirit, and your spirit influences your mind. Suddenly, you know what to do. Suddenly, you know that this is the way to take. And you took it, and the result came. Why? Because your spirit told you what to do. Why? Because the Holy Ghost that dwells in your spirit tells you what to do. That's why if there's anything, that's why the Bible says, guard your spirit with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. No matter what anybody has done to you, like I said the other day, let it go. Don't let it trouble you until bitterness comes and it poisons your spirit. Somebody say, God forbid.
God forbid.
So please, jealously guard your heart. And if you put these five things into practice, I tell you the truth, your faith will get so strong, your faith will get so robust that you can take on. It has gone off again on you. It's connecting.
It's frozen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyway, let's rise up to our feet. God is a good God. And just give him thanks. Please build your faith today to secure your inheritance. Build your faith today to secure your inheritance. If you build your faith today, you will secure your inheritance. Lift up your voice and give God thanks for what has come forth to you. Give him thanks, give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. Give him thanks and give him praise. If any word came to you today, give God thanks for it. The more you thank God for it, the more it will multiply revelations to you. The more you thank God for what you receive, the more you will get. That's something about the Spirit of God. Thank you, Most High God. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Shortly, before we take the communion, let me give opportunity to those that want to give their life to Jesus Christ. You're listening to this message and you are not born again. I want you to know that you are outside. The Bible says, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. Because those people are inside. They are children of the Most High God. Therefore, if you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to pray this simple prayer with you that will bring you into the circle, the inner circle, by the blood of Jesus, washed by the blood of Jesus, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, perfected by the blood of Jesus. And a measure of faith will be given to you tonight. Jesus is Lord. If that's your decision, why not pray this prayer with me? Dear God, say these words after me. Dear God, I come to you today. Forgive me of my sins. Jesus, I believe you died for my sins. You rose up again the third day to save me. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I pray all this in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. If you pray that prayer, please get in touch with us as you send us an email to info@lovepavilion.com. thelovepavilion.org. Thelovepavilion.org. And we'll make sure we get back to you. Praise Jesus. Father, I thank you for these ones that just gave their life to Christ. I'm asking God by your mercy that your good hand will remain upon them. Amen. Their salvation will last forever in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands and thank God for the communion you are about to receive. You are about to receive a precious mystery. The mystery of the communion opened your eyes. It opened your eyes. The Bible said when he gave them the communion, their eyes were open. Their eyes were open. He gave them the communion. Their eyes, listen to me, your eyes, when your eyes is open, faith becomes a natural thing. Faith becomes a daily occurrence. It's not a mystery anymore. It's not secret anymore. When your eyes are open to the truth, and I'm praying today that somebody's eyes will be open in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. Thank you for this communion. By this communion, I decree that your health will bounce back to vitality, with vitality and strength in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever has been sapping your energy, I curse it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is not planted by God, I command it as you take this communion right now that it be uprooted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I bless the communion over there, all the various places. I bless the communion and I declare it is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and partake of the communion. Let us partake in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.